Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday edition of The Morning Show. Here on a rainy February, as it seems like we're sliding into spring, shall we say. Got a lot to talk about today. We have Lisa Bond from the Sandpoint area seniors. We're going to talk about the geezer forum and how they're adopting that. Almost March and 50 degrees.
Feels like spring.
It feels like spring. Certainly, I say spring breakup, but well, I guess there was ice on the ponds, so there will be a breakup of sorts. Anyway, let's turn to the topic today, Lisa Bond and the Sandpoint Area Senior Centers. Welcome to the show, Lisa.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Phil.
Yeah. So let's just get right to the big announcement, then we'll go into some of the background. But you and the Sandpoint Area Seniors are adopting the geezer form. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. It's such a pleasure to merge two entities that have been a big part of our community for such a long time.
It really is something that for new people to the area, I think when they discover it, they find this wonderful resource. And for some of us who've been here for a while, we take it for granted perhaps at times, but it is one of those things with a rotating series of topics of interest to anyone, not only who is a senior, but who may one day become a senior. And most of us would like to think that we aspire to and will achieve that.
Yes, yes. That's the goal, I think.
Yes, of course. But before we get there, for our listeners who might be new to you, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
Well, thanks for asking that, Phil. I actually have had a lifetime career of social work, so I will always be a social worker at heart, with a leaning toward social justice and restorative practices. So I am a restorative practices trainer and believe in the human ability to adapt and recover and change based on being given the right circumstances. So that's my background. Over 30 years in social work and child welfare, adult protection, forensic interviewing, testifying in court, for 10 years as the executive director up at Boulder Creek Academy up north, and more recently at the Senior Center.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you been at the Senior Center?
I actually just celebrated my one-year anniversary.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And what a way to celebrate it, by taking on more responsibilities.
Why not?
It's good to be busy, and busy people can always seem to accommodate a bit more.
But yes.
For folks who also might be new about the Senior Center, tell us a little bit about it, and especially how it's maybe primed, if you will, to take on the geezer form.
Sure. The Senior Center has a cornerstone of a number of programs, and of course, the one most associated with the Senior Center is the home-delivered meal program and the meals served on-site. So through a little bit of government funding and a whole lot of fundraising, we're able to provide nutritious meals for a donation only for many seniors in the community. But in reality, the Senior Center is much beyond that as well. It's a place to develop community and connection, education. We provide opportunities just simply for entertainment because people can do all sorts of things at the Senior Center. So it's a place of community as much as for the purpose of providing food and nutrition for those who are food insecure.
Yeah. When we think about food, of course, you know, we sometimes might forget that food security can be a real challenge for our elderly community.
Right.
But everything that goes along with that, as you mentioned, the community that goes along literally with the phrase breaking bread and how important that is for bringing people together and gathering around a common meal. And so, you know, being able to serve that dual purpose is a fantastic vision.
It is.
And then the facilities that have been developed, the physical facilities, but also just the infrastructure to be able to support that.
Right.
And we're going to delve a little more into some of those programs. So I think before we get too far along, we'd really be remiss not to thank Paul Graves for all of his many years of effort and vision in founding the Geezer Forum, and what a labor of love it was for Paul.
Absolutely. There are big shoes to fill when it comes to walking behind Paul Graves.
And as I understand, he's retiring. I mean, some will call him retired for many years, but really an active retirement. But he's taking his active retirement practice to support family in Oregon, I believe.
Correct. So he's taking his show on the road, relocating to Oregon to be closer to some of his family. Mm-hmm. And I have no doubt that they will embrace him in his new community. He has a good vision of what he'd like to accomplish while he's there, and we wish him and Sue all the best.
So give us a little background on the Geezer Forum, how long it's been around and what how it's really been functioning.
Well, my introduction to the Geezer Forum had been pretty recent. It was a little while into my work at the Senior Center that I discovered the Geezer Forum. And Paul and I have been talking about this for a couple of months, about the possibility of either folding Geezer Forum or letting it live on in whatever form it should take. And so those discussions have included the marriage between the Senior Center, if you will, and the Geezer Forum. And as such, we will continue to provide education and educational presentations, informational meetings. But it started about a decade ago around a table at the Umpqua, the now Umpqua Bank building. And it really evolved from just a group of people who had questions about what it's like to experience aging in our community right now. What are the pitfalls? What are the strengths? What resources are available? And as it turned out, when they would invite people to come in for a roundtable, so to speak, it became apparent that there were a lot of other people who could benefit from that information. And it really just grew from there.
Yeah, what a wonderful resource. And so you're filling in, taking over, almost as if it's seamless. There's no interruption.
There will be no interruption. In fact, on March 11th, we will be hosting our first Senior Center Geezer Forum presentation. And I'm so delighted to announce that we will have Carol Wright. And we will be doing this in interview form rather than her doing a presentation. Carol is a very humble member of the community, and so I will have the pleasure of interviewing her about her experience. And what's so amazing about Carol, apart from the fact that she is 82 years old, is she is training and participating in the next Boston Marathon, and not her first either.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And so the details, where, when?
So March 11th, and it's always the second Tuesday of the month at 2:30, second Tuesday, 2:30. And we're meeting still at the Marigold Bistro and Cafe, formerly Tango. Mm-hmm. And we will continue to do so for a period of at least a couple of months and keep reassessing that.
Yeah. Now, the Geezer Forum has been also appearing in print. It's a series of columns, I think, often reflecting on the speaker, but sometimes not. But plans to continue that?
Yes. In fact, I just submitted the first Geezer Forum column 2.0 with my name behind that and was accepted by the Daily Beast. So you should be seeing that coming out soon.
Wonderful. I mean, it's a great concept word, forum, being something that can be easily visualized as this event with speakers or this written form. So and really hitting both cylinders is fantastic.
Yeah. And interestingly enough, you know, the name itself, I think at times has been, folks will sometimes look askance when you use the term geezer. It's not always an endearing term, but it's a word that began in roughly 1400s, somewhere in that range. And it actually means to wear the mask of being old. And I don't know about you, Phil, but I sometimes, my brain still thinks I'm 30 or 40 years old, and I walk by and see my reflection, and I go, oh, yeah, I'm wearing the mask of a 62-year-old. And so it really depicts this concept of acting or performing as an elder or an older person, but really still feeling like you are young and hopefully young at heart.
I think we all have those moments when we look in the mirror and go, what? Huh?
What happened?
Who is that looking back?
Yes.
How did that happen?
No. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. We spoke last time you were on about some of the stigmas associated with aging, and geezer is one of those words that sometimes people will hear with a sense of endearment or, you know, friendliness, but other times it has that stigmatizing feeling.
Yeah, it does.
How do we get around labels and still perform the same functions?
You know, the question is the one actually that I have been tackling for the last year and the one that's most important to me. In meeting so many people over the last year, wonderful human beings, is for all of us to recognize our mutual humanity and look behind the eyes of what we see when we meet an individual. So one of the things I really encourage people to do when they're interested in volunteering or coming in to work at the senior center, particularly for the home-delivered meals, is to realize that there is this concept of there but for the grace of God go I, right? We all could be in that position. Mm-hmm. And when we meet people, remembering that they have a story to tell, and we all do, mm-hmm. and that is what will keep us from having an us and them and the dividing line between us. And it will help us when we begin to operate in our own fears of aging, because aging is it's a funny business. We're finding ourselves, many in this generation, we're forging new trails. We're not our grandparents or our parents. It's a new era of aging. And so we are defining it. Mm-hmm. And let's make it a really cool time of our lives if we can.
And new people coming into it all the time.
Exactly.
I think as we look at this as a sense of community, too, mm-hmm. We want to reflect that the value of the Geezer Forum, the services that the center provides, the sense of community, these aren't for people only in financial need. We all need community.
Right.
We all have that sense of belonging and needing to belong together and unity and strength.
Exactly.
And so it's welcoming and open to all.
Yes.
And as we explore that, there's not an age limit per se either.
No, certainly not a limit. And even though technically we serve those 55 and older, I would like to see the center also continue to be cross-generational. And so we have the ability to have events that speak to generations of the aging community, but also to children and adolescents and people who are coming into their middle age. In order to really embrace the concept of aging and grab hold of it instead of it with love instead of fear, we have to see our elders in a different way, and not with pity and or shame, but with grace and compassion.
A wonderful thought, just absolutely wonderful. How well attended are the forums? How large are they?
I've seen as few as 20 or 30 people, all the way up to, I think, maybe 80. It really depends on the topic and the interest. Mm. We are most interested in learning about what other seniors are interested in learning about, what they struggle with. Sometimes we also... we have these thoughts as we're aging, and I'm speaking as what Paul affectionately calls me, a geezer in training, that there's a certain way we're supposed to behave when I'm at 60 mm-hmm. and 70 and 80. And then we get there and we don't necessarily behave that way.
Right.
And in some ways that's a good thing, because yeah. if you're still skiing and running marathons and listening to music and playing gigs and writing poetry, those are the nuggets of life. But then there are those who find themselves with a spouse who dies mm-hmm. or for whatever reason, single or living in a community that they hadn't really thought that they would be living in. It's really important to know how to access those resources for one another and be the knowledge for one another as we invent this time of our lives.
Yeah, well put. How, looking forward, after Carol, do you have a preview of some of the topics coming up, or at least the range of possibilities?
Well, there are some very practical items that we cover, and I think that the message I got from Paul is that in the fall, prior to open enrollment in Medicare, it's a really important yes. time to have professionals come in. The question of estate planning and making your will it's a topic that I'm speaking for myself as well, we avoid because that means we have to think about our mortality. But laying those conversations on the table alongside of health issues, how do you keep yourself well, good nutrition, those are the topics that I see coming up for the Geezer Forum, and especially those that involve some of the outliers, some of the more non-mainstream ways of looking at taking care of ourselves. Mm-hmm. I see us delving into the tough topics, if you will.
Yeah.
So it'll be an exciting year.
Well, best of luck to you as you roll forward with that. It seems like a very natural fit with the senior center. As soon as I first heard that you were in conversations with Paul to take it over, it immediately relieved me and many other people to know that it would continue.
Thank you.
But also is one of those moments of, aha, it's like, well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
This seems to be a natural evolution of things.
Yes.
It fits as well as it seems from the outside.
It does. And I will tell you that for as many planning meetings as Paul and I had together, it was as if we were making up for lost time of having not known one another, because we shared so many values and aligned on multiple levels. Again, about the concern for humanity and how do we bring people together to support one another in these efforts. So it ended up being a great connection.
Well, congratulations. We're going to take a short music break and then come back and talk a little bit more about some of the other programs that the Sandpoint Area Senior Center participates in, runs. But for right now, let's listen to a little bit of Bob Dylan, another one of those seniors who just seems to keep going and going and going. It's that state of mind thing.
Yes, it is.
The ageless, seemingly ageless Bob Dylan. Many people are familiar with Rod Stewart's or other versions, but Bob was the one who wrote that. And as we were just discussing in the studio, and Lisa so aptly put, it's sung in the cadence of Bob Dylan. Mm.
Yeah. Gotta love a Bob Dylan song.
He just has a style, a phrasing that makes his own music very unique.
Yes, indeed.
We can all continue to write the music of our lives and to interpret covers from others, but forever young.
Correct. Boy, that feels so spot on right now.
Yeah. Well, welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is KRFY, the morning show at 88.5 FM. KRFY's community-supported radio for North Idaho. The morning show brings in our unique voices from our community, some that we often don't hear. And today we're talking about and listening to a geezer in training, talking about the Geezer Forum. We say that with affection, not stigma.
Yes, indeed.
And Lisa Bond from the Sandpoint Area Senior Centers. Glad to have you on the show, Lisa.
Thank you. It's nice to be here, Phil.
Yeah, we were pretty well wrapping up the services that the Geezer Forum provides for the community and how it fits so nicely under the general umbrella of the Sandpoint Area Seniors. And we want to delve a little bit into what else the Senior Center provides for the community beyond the sense of community and nutritional value of the meals.
Okay. Well, if you go online and you take a look at our activities, our offerings run the gamut from those who can gather for card playing and coming in to play pool, art, music presentations. But one of the things that oftentimes people don't know about, and I'll spend a little bit of time also talking about our nutrition program, but we also do medical equipment lending. Mm. And we don't have a lot of space to accumulate medical equipment, but in the space that we have, we take donations of good used medical equipment, and then those who are in need come to us, and for no charge, they can check out indefinitely a piece of medical equipment, a walker, a wheelchair, toilet risers, anything that makes sense for them for medical reason. And it's any age. It's not just for seniors.
Yeah, this does seem to be the season of people hobbling around after slipping on the ice with some kind of assisted device, a crutch or a walker.
Yes, we are seeing a lot of that, and those who are experiencing knee replacement and those sorts of events in their lives.
Mm-hmm. That's a wonderful, wonderful thing that I think I first discovered when you were on the show last. And what a great thing for the community to do. And beyond that, some of the challenges that the center faces, I know we wanted to talk a little bit about volunteerism and the need for volunteers, specifically in certain areas.
Yes. So we're looking at the possibility of reigniting our efforts in the Priest River area, because they are not served for home-delivered meals in the way that we provide here in this area. So we're looking for volunteers who might be interested in spearheading some volunteers in the Priest River area. We need a couple more drivers. It's usually only two hours, usually a maximum a week of volunteer efforts. And we also are looking for folks who are willing to help in the kitchen and dining area. So for those of you who don't know, we serve lunch Monday through Thursday at 11:30. And those lunches are a full, nutritious, approved meal. And a shout out to the staff. They are amazing. our chef Brenda, who does a beautiful job of preparing fresh nutritional food. But then those are packaged and those go out in meals daily. So when we deliver a meal, at least one meal can just be reheated that day. Then they are refrigerated, and then there are meals that are frozen for the rest of the week. And there are quite a number of meals that go out to our community.
Mm-hmm. What kind of service area are you able to provide?
Well, we extend all the way up to Hope when you go the direction of Highway 200, and we have the ability to go only a little bit north because it would take volunteer drivers, and then we hit the Boundary County area. And maybe as far as Dover, and we do have drivers who will go to the Sagal area, and then the Sandpoint and surrounding areas. And you asked about the barriers, Phil. It is beyond also volunteers. We are always facing a financial shortfall, all of the time. It's part of the name of the game, and part of the reason I was even hired a year ago is to make certain that we let the community know that the service is available, but we're only roughly a quarter reimbursed by the program, the federal funding, and you know, anyone's guess as to whether that will continue. Mm-hmm. So we rely on the generosity of this community to keep this program going. And if the community still feels like it's a worthwhile effort, we will continue to do so.
Yeah. Funding for so many nonprofit things is always such a precarious thing. And with what's going on right now with the federal freeze of funds, there, you know, there's some organizations impacted more heavily than others, and the exposure for the Sandpoint area seniors sounds like about 25% of the budget,
right,
potentially at risk.
Correct. Yeah. And then beyond that, you know, just the general operating costs of have increased in every possible way. I don't need to bring up the one that everybody talks about, the cost of eggs.
Yeah.
I think I heard our chef mumble a couple of days ago, I'm not buying any more eggs.
Well, pretty soon may not be able to.
Correct.
You have to have cereal and milk and such for breakfast.
Right.
I know at one point you were talking also back to the meal delivery about the potential for expanding into Priest River.
Yes. So if we had someone, a volunteer who was willing to spearhead coordinating the efforts for a once a week delivery into the Priest River area, we would be able to recapture that particular area. And there is great need in the Priest River area, I will say, more than some might imagine.
So for folks listening, if you have the time and inclination, there's opportunities for volunteers to really provide some vital things for individuals of need in our community and really bring value. So,
indeed.
How would they go about doing that? Is there a best way to contact you?
Yes, indeed. Yeah. If you look up our webpage at sandpointareaseniors.org, or you can call 208-263-6860. And you will be directed to either me or someone else in the house who can help you.
Very good. Upcoming, we want to talk about some upcoming events and new features. You mentioned in preparing for the show the potential for podcasts.
Correct. Well, let me just talk quickly about the fundraiser. So we do have a St. Patrick's Day fundraiser coming up on March 15th, hosted by the Presbyterian Church. And they do a wonderful job of hosting. It's a lot of fun. They have a dessert auction. And there is actually no cost for that. You do need to sign up, but it is by donation. Right? So when you get to the door, it's by donation only. And then the very wonderful and raucous auction that happens afterwards for the desserts. And that's all I'll say about that.
Yeah. So is it more than dessert? Is it a full dinner?
It is a full dinner. Yeah, it's the classic St. Patrick's Day
corned beef and cabbage and
boiled
potatoes. Yeah,
and prepared by our chef at the Senior Center. So
it, prepared with love.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's on March 17th?
No, it's on actually March 15th.
March 15th.
Yes, the Ides of March.
Mark your calendar, the Ides of March.
Right.
St. Patty's Day fundraiser. Other events coming up?
Well, we certainly have forthcoming our traditional fundraisers throughout the year. But, you know, ultimately, what we really want people to know is that coming in and spending time and having lunch at the Senior Center, you are welcome any day. We would love to see more folks enjoy the nutritious food and not not because you think you are in need, but because you would like to reach out to your fellow seniors in the community.
I know there's a retirement mixer this week, Wednesday, I believe,
that is
being sponsored by the Envision Center at the Hive.
That is correct.
Is that part of what, is the Senior Center involved with that?
We're participants. So okay. Luckily, the Community Resource and Envision Center has included us in the, I think we're an obvious choice, but we will be doing a short presentation at that mixer.
Yeah, I mean, how could you have a retirement mixer without the Senior Center?
One would think, yes. So we hope really that many other retirees who are, or even those who are looking at retirement, if they're not even there just yet, if they would like to have begin the development of a shared vision of what it's like to be retired in this community, it's a great way to meet new people.
And that's from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. on Wednesday at the Hive.
At the Hive.
Do folks need to sign up in advance, or is it a show-up thing?
Just show up.
Show up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that's open to the public.
It is absolutely open to the public.
Retirees in training.
Right? So, wannabes.
Yeah, wannabes. Okay, now the podcast. Tell us what's happening there. What does that look like?
So the fun of doing Geezer Forum 2.0 is that when we were sitting and having conversations with Paul, I was joined also by Katie Bogalke from the Envision Center. And they have some wonderful equipment that they obtained at some point in time. And so we thought it would be fun to focus on important, interesting seniors in the community and hear their story. So we had our first podcast a few weeks ago, and it's still in mixing because we work with a crew from Sandpoint High School, young students who are learning about audio engineering, and they are doing the cutting and pasting and working on the podcasts for us. So stay tuned. Paul Graves was the first geezer interviewed, and we will continue to search for interesting geezers in the community to talk to.
It seems very appropriate to have Paul on as the first subject.
It was so much fun. It was a lot of fun.
Excellent. And that sounds like it'll be an ongoing series. So
we'll try to do it about once a month, and they will show up on Spotify and a number of different places. We'll share on social media as much as possible. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, congratulations on that. It's nice to see the forum branching out in new ways.
Yeah.
Well, we're coming close to the end of the interview. Before we close, any final thoughts?
You know, I guess really going back to my original statement, if you've ever been curious about what is happening at the Senior Center, I encourage you to stop by. I would love to meet you. Mm-hmm. Step in the door. We'll have coffee, maybe lunch together. The invitation is wide open, and we'd love to see you there.
And for folks new to the community, where is the Senior Center?
820 Main Street.
Okay, just off of downtown.
Just off of downtown. Very accessible.
Yeah. Excellent. And so as a reminder, the Geezer Forums are the second Tuesday of every month.
That's correct.
At the Cafe Marigold.
Yep.
At what time?
2:30.
2:30. Mm-hmm. Okay, 2:30. So
hope to see you all there.
Put those on your calendar and stay tuned to your local community calendars for upcoming topics, but be a regular.